This is a CKM podcast production.
Unsure about your future after school? From finances to college, from adult education to military options, the Life After School podcast is for you. Now, on to the host, Charles Prince.
Till I get up, time is barely on our side. I don't wanna waste what's left. The storms we chase are leading us, and love is all we'll ever trust. Yeah, no, I don't wanna waste what's left.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Life After School. We are so thankful for all of you who have been listening to these episodes, and we are so thankful to everyone who has been sharing this podcast. And I encourage you to continue to share the podcast, share episodes with your friends, share it on your social media pages, send someone a text, send them a link, and just let them know what we are doing here. We are doing a lot of great things here, and we're excited. And also, if you have not subscribed to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform, I encourage you to do so, and also follow us on social media. We are working on plans to try to get that as active as possible, but sometimes it is hard to be able to get all the things we need done, but we are working towards it, and we are committed to doing what we need to do to get this information out to as many people as possible, and especially to the people who need it. And as we are continuing to talk about setting goals, in which last week we talked about how when it comes to setting goals, you need to keep it organized. And that is so important. And not only is the organization important, but we also need to remember that when it comes to setting goals, that it is important that you push through. You need to continue to push through on your goals. And that is one of the hardest things to do when it comes to keeping your goals. Because when you are trying to keep your goals, you have to not only push through, but you have to stay committed. Yes, stay committed to your goals. Consistency is key. You have to stay committed, because staying committed to your goals will help keep you on track. It will help you keep in mind why you are doing what you are doing. Even when you're faced with challenges and setbacks, when you have that going against you, you know what? Yes, I have challenges. I have setbacks that are happening, but I need to continue to push through because it is worth it. That is why it is important to remember why you started, and you just need to keep pushing forward. Because in previous episodes, we talked about discussing and figuring out your morals and your values, especially your values and what you value the most, and thus having those values guide what your goals are. And if you remember what those values are and what you are pushing for, then it will help you stay on track on why you are doing this in the first place. So staying committed is especially important. And so when you are attempting to stay committed, you're going to need some support. You're going to need help. So seek support. And this is an important thing we are going to talk about, because this is something that we do not want to talk about or admit. Maybe admit's the right term, because a lot of times when we think about people who support us, who we want to support us and who we need to support us are two very different things at times. Because your circle should be with people who support you, encourage you, and gives you constructive criticism when needed. And I want to repeat that. Your circle should be with people who support you, encourage you, and gives you constructive criticism when needed. And I especially want to discuss that last part, constructive criticism. Notice I said constructive, not deconstructive. When you think of constructive, what do you think of? You think of a construction project. What happens in a construction project? Something is being built. If you see a construction project on a building, something is being built. The foundation is laid. The support beams are put in. And everything is starting to come together, especially if you have a construction project that you pass on the way to work every day and you're seeing it grow and build and becoming more coming together more so than it was weeks or even months earlier. You know, I see that with a new Kroger and a new Aldi that's being built in both directions that I go for shopping. And it's interesting just seeing the progress happening and realizing, oh man, this store is going to open sooner than I was thinking. And that's what your circle needs to do. And I wanted to focus on constructive criticism because that is the one thing that we have to be careful with. Because we can easily find people who will support you as far as giving you words of encouragement. You know, they'll encourage you not just with words, but also encourage you in other ways, such as maybe actually going out and supporting your work and supporting your goals one way or the other. But there are people who give what they think is constructive criticism, but it actually is not. And one way to tell the difference between constructive criticism and deconstructive criticism is you have to ask yourself, can you and do you know what is the intention to why they're offering this criticism? Let me give you an example. And this is not always the case. So this is not some one-all answer for everything with this, but one good way to tell is a lot of times you know the people that are in your circle, and you know if someone is the way they are, and especially if they're one that does not see the positive in anything, and they're doing everything they can to bring down others around them. So if they have criticism, 99% of the time, it is not constructive criticism. However, you also have to keep in mind that you have people that do not fall in that category, but will sometimes give you deconstructive criticism and not realize that it's very deconstructive and not helpful at all. And for those people, it gets difficult because you need to put your foot down. And that's the reason why I said that our circle is filled with people we want, but not with people we need. And our circle needs to be filled with people we need and not people we want, unless the people we want are also the people that we need. And there are going to be some people that fall in that category. Like for me, my wife is someone I want, but someone I need in my support circle. And that is a blessing to me. There are some who will have people that have no business being in your circle. They have no business being in there, but because of old lasting relationships or things that's happened in the past, we keep them. And that's why we have to remember that your circle will do more for you than you will ever realize. And that can be both in the good and in the bad. Your circle will do good for you and your circle will do bad for you. And that's why it is so important to remember that we need people that will support us, who will encourage us, and will give us criticism that will build us up. Hey, I hear what you're doing with this project. I think you're doing a great job. However, I do feel like there's a couple of things you're doing that might need some changing, but I just want to let you know, I still think you're doing a great job. This is a couple of things I just feel like we need to discuss. That sounds like someone with constructive criticism. So not only do you need to stay committed, not only do you need to seek support, but this one is probably more important than having a system or a circle that supports you. Maybe not more important, but maybe on the same significance. We'll say that it's on the same significance as this. Make sure you celebrate milestones. Celebrate milestones. Make a big deal when you achieve a milestone. Why is this so important? because this helps keep your motivation going, and it helps you to stay committed. It helps you to keep being consistent on your goals. It helps to help you to get what you need in order to accomplish your goals and get them done. So there are times when pushing through your goals is easy, but there are going to be times, and honestly, those times that I'm going to discuss about, those hard times, they're going to outweigh sometimes the easy times. They're going to sometimes be more numerous than the easy times. Matter of fact, in adulthood, I'll just be honest with you. You're going to have more harder times. You're going to have more difficult times accomplishing goals than you are easier times. So I just want to say, do not take for granted the times that you found that it was easy to accomplish your goals, and don't give up when it is hard to accomplish your goals. Do not give up. And it is so important to not give up and always keep in mind the why and remember the why. Why are you meeting these goals? Why are you trying to meet these goals in the first place? Because if you forget the why, it is easy to get off track. You all have a good rest of the day, good rest of the weekend. You all take care of yourselves. Look forward to hearing back. Look forward to being back on here next Thursday. So you all take care of yourselves. Never give up on your dreams.
Thank you for listening to the Life After School podcast, hosted by Charles Prince. Check your favorite podcast platform for a new episode every Thursday. Never give up on your dreams.
Finding life along the way, melodies we haven't played. No, I don't want no rest. Echoing around these walls, fighting to create a song. I don't want to miss a beat. And on we'll go, through the wastelands, through the highways, till my shadow turns to sun rays. And on and on.